Hi everyone, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So yesterday we looked at the first day of today's article. It's about Patricia and Brendan. They're talking about color lilies. Because Patricia has some flowers and she tells Brendan they are color lilies.
Yeah, but something about these flowers is that they're not flowers that grow all year round. They only grow during the springtime. So in the spring, many people like to go look at flowers. And the color lily is one of them that you can look at.
These flowers are very beautiful. They smell nice. Now, Brendan wants to know where they're from. Okay.
We learned that it was from South Africa, most originally, and somehow they were brought from Japan all the way to Taiwan. So now we are very lucky we could see it on Yangmingshan during the springtime.
Yeah, that's where they grow, up on Yangmingshan, especially near Bamboo Lake. Remember though, they only grow in the spring, so Patricia says she's going to take Brendan there tomorrow, okay? And tomorrow would be now, so we're going to join them at Yangmingshan. Let's read through today's article.
Beauty in the mountains. Patricia and Brendan are at Yangmingshan.
Isn't this place great? Let's take this path over here.
Oh, we need to walk?
That's the best part. We can hike, enjoy the scenery, and pick some flowers.
They see a field of calla lilies.
Wow, Patricia, take a look at this.
It's so beautiful up here. I don't want to leave.
I didn't know there were that many flowers.
About 80% of Taiwan's calla lilies are in Yangmingshan.
We can pick them for free?
They are about 10 NT dollars a flower. The money helps the farms here.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started.
Over here. Over here. Can you come over here for a second? Can you come over here for a second? Take a look. Take a look. Take a look at Johnny's new car. Take a look at Johnny's new car. For free. For free. Gary ordered a meal and got an apple pie for free. Gary ordered a meal and got an apple pie for free. Farm. Farm. The old man grows all kinds of vegetables on his farm. The old man grows all kinds of vegetables on his farm.
Okay, again, we start with the description of what's going on and where we are, and it says Patricia and Brendan are at Yangmingshan. They're up there, somewhere on the mountainside or walking around that national park, probably heading for Bamboo Lake to see these flowers.
Right. So the article first starts off with Patricia saying, isn't this place great? So you can imagine they're on the beautiful mountainside. They have this great scenery. They're overlooking maybe the city. They see a lot of trees and beautiful flowers. And she's just happy to be there and to enjoy nature.
See what's going on, yeah.
Yeah.
Notice when she says, isn't this place great? She's not really asking Brendan to see what he kind of like to say, is it or isn't it? She knows. So we call this question, it's called a rhetorical question. And it's kind of a question that everyone knows the answer to. And it's just a way to make a comment. Isn't this place great? Kind of means we can all agree this place is great and we know it. Okay, so Patricia then says, let's take this path over here. Okay, to take this path means to walk along this path. Let's go that way. And a path, P-A-T-H, P-A-T-H, path, is a way or a track laid down for walking, or it can be made when a lot of people or animals walk in a particular place or a particular direction. It's kind of like a natural road, okay? So somebody could make the road, or some animals could just walk that way a lot to create the road. For example, we could say there are several paths leading through the forest.
Right. And a while ago, we looked at a phrase called over here.
Mm.
So over here, this means in a specific area or place. So if you come over here, it means you're coming over to here with us. For example, we can say, can you come over here for a second? Can you come over here for a second?
Yep, over here, meaning usually where you are. Over there, if you turn from here into there, or over there, somewhere in the distance maybe. Mm-hmm. Over here is kind of where you are. Okay, Brendan says, oh, we need to walk?
Lazy.
Come on, Brendan. It's a nice day. You're up in the mountains. You're surrounded by nature. I don't know. Maybe, oh, we need to walk. That may be a good... He may be saying that in a positive way, but he might just be saying, oh, we need to walk. Oh.
I think for Brendan, he seems like the type of person who's like, oh, we
walk.
Have to walk.
Who walks?
Then Patricia says, that's the best part.
Okay, right?
So she's being
exactly.
very positive because, you know, we don't get to spend a lot of time in nature.
Yeah.
Us city folk, we're always
busy,
you know,
working, doing things,
taking taxis,
yeah.
taking the MRT. But it's nice to exercise a bit and to enjoy nature, I think.
Exactly, because Patricia follows up by saying we can hike. So that's kind of walk in nature, going up and down and around, enjoy the scenery, and pick some flowers. Remember, we used that word pick yesterday. Here we're using the word scenery, spelled S-C-E-N-E-R-Y, scenery. And this is the natural features of a place. And it's usually used to mean the most beautiful parts. We kind of think scenery equals beautiful scenery. For example, some of the best scenery in Taiwan is on the east coast.
So I've heard. Have you visited before?
A few times, yeah. I've been up and down the coast a bit, Hualien and some of those other areas.
Wow.
It's very nice out there.
I am ashamed to admit I haven't gone
yet. Oh, come on.
I know.
You get on that.
I will. All right. So next in the article, they've been walking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally drags Brendan along. And then they finally see a field of calla lilies.
Mm.
So in front of them, they see all these calla lily flowers. It's a really magnificent sight to see.
Lovely.
As well.
Yep.
Yeah. And a field of something, F-I-E-L-D, is an area of open land. And it's usually for maybe planting food, or in this case, it's an area for flowers, especially the calla lily flower.
Yeah, you could also keep animals in a field.
Right?
A horse might be running around in a field and so on. Okay, so Brendan says, wow, Patricia, take a look at this. Okay, now this is an interesting phrase. Take a look, okay? We usually follow it with at, the preposition at. Take a look at something. To take a look means to look at, but paying more attention, okay? Not just, but, kind of like that. Take a look at. Here's an example. Take a look at Johnny's new car. Take a look at Johnny's new car. So we often use this phrase when we're trying to say, hey, look at that thing, give it your attention. It's worth looking at. So, hey, take a look at that.
Yeah, take a look at me.
Yes, exactly.
Something like that.
Take a look at this.
Take a look
Watch
at me.
Watch what I'm going to do. Take a look.
Right. All right, so next in the article, Patricia then says, it's so beautiful up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can imagine that. So now I'm thinking about what the scenery is like. I'm thinking there's mountains and maybe a lake.
Yeah, blue sky, clouds.
Exactly.
Lovely.
And the nice fresh mountain air.
Yeah, in fact, Patricia says, I don't want to leave. She doesn't want to go back home. She doesn't want to go back into the city with its roads and its traffic and its gray. She loves it up here.
Yes. Are you a mountain person or are you more of a beach person?
Beach. Definitely beach.
Me too.
I like the sea.
I love stepping in the sand and the ocean. I prefer that a little bit more.
Same.
Plus the hike.
Brendan.
That's me. All right, so next in the article, Brendan then says, I didn't know there were that many flowers. I didn't know that there were that many flowers.
Okay, which means he's just like, I didn't realize there could be so many here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought there'd be a few, not this many. Patricia gives him a fact about this. She says about 80% of Taiwan's calla lilies are in Yangmingshan. Okay, so 80%, that's like 8 out of 10 or something like that. So most, remember we said yesterday most of them around Bamboo Lake. We now learn 80% or about 80% of the lilies are in Yangmingshan. Mm. Let's look a bit more at the kind of grammar we used in that sentence by breaking now for our Yingwen Kuaitong.
Hello
everyone. About this time, I always introduce myself first and then talk about today's grammar point. That would take about 20 seconds. 哇，讲完这一串，你猜到今天快译通要介绍什么文法了吗？你有没有发现我刚刚重复使用了好多 about， 但是这么多的句型都可以用 about 吗？没错哦， about 在这个刚开始学英文的时候可能就接触过的字， for example how are you? I'm fine, how about you? 这个小学就学问好的句子啦，就看到这个字在这里 about， 例如后面加的是人， how about you？后面加人事物，意思是关于点点点。例如一开始 Winnie 提到的 We will talk about today's grammar point， 我们会讨论关于今天的文法点。但是 about 后面也可以加时间，意思是大约在点点点的时候。 For example Dad always comes home at about 6 o'clockDad always comes home at about 6 o'clock. 爸爸大约在6点钟的时候回到家。你以为只有这样吗？还没结束哦。About 后面还可以加数字。比如一样一开始我说 That would take about 20 seconds. 这大概会花大约20秒钟。数字当然不只有局限时间，也可以说是多少钱嘛。For example, this shirt cost me about $300 NT. About 后面加数字时也可以用 around 取代。This shirt cost me around $300 NT. Or Dad always comes home at around 6 o'clock. 但是你不能说 We will talk around today's grammar point. 叮叮，没有这样的说法哦。那看完这样这集的快译通，你就学会 about 的所有用法啦。 Cause today it is all about about. See you next time. Bye bye.
Alright, and we're back to take a look at our article again. So Brendan then says, we can pick them for free. For free?
Yeah.
That's way too good to be true.
Yeah. Now that word pick again.
Exactly.
From which we've used a couple of times. So
remember?
Pick them up. Pull them out of the ground. Take them with him.
Right, and he said for free. For free is a phrase. And for free means it doesn't cost you any money. Okay, for example, you can say, Gary ordered a meal and got an apple pie for free. Gary ordered a meal and got an apple pie for free, so he did not have to pay for that.
Yeah,
you
could
also.
Yeah, there could be other things, like sometimes you can get a bus from like an airport or something to another part of the airport for free, something like that. However, in this case, it's not quite for free.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan cannot go around and just pull up as many flowers as he wants. It's not for free. He is going to have to pay. And Patricia informs him of this by saying they are about $10 NT a flower.
Okay.
That's fair. That doesn't seem too much. 10 for 100, 20 for 200. That's a pretty good deal. How many do you really need?
Right. I think that's actually really fair.
Mm.
And Patricia makes a really good point. She says, the money helps the farms here.
Oh.
So, of course, people spend so many times, as farmers especially, to, you know, take care of these flowers,
mm-hmm.
to plant them, to water them, to grow them. So,
yes.
A little bit of, you know, money helps them a lot. Now, they work on these, we have calla lily farms.
Mm.
Now a farm, F-A-R-M, is an area of land used for growing crops or keeping animals. So we always hear that song, Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yes.
Yeah. So he had a farm for animals, and maybe he had a farm for his vegetables as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we can say, the old man grows all kinds of vegetables on his farm. The old man grows all kinds of vegetables on his farm.
You ever spent much time on a farm?
I'm
guessing that's
no.
Okay, my uncle had one, so I spent some time in there. He had mostly cows, so feed them, milk them, that kind of thing. Well, anyway, picking the flowers for $10 a go seems pretty good. Brendan says, well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started. What are we waiting for? Basically means let's go, and get started means to start something, usually an activity. For example, we've got a lot of housework to do today, so we'd better get started.
Right, so it means to do it quickly,
yeah,
don't waste time.
Yeah, no waiting around,
let's
get straight in there and grab those flowers. And we're going to leave Brendan and Patricia to pick their flowers and work out how much they have to pay, because we're at the end of the article and it's now time for our wrap-up. Okay, we've talked about Yangmingshan today.
Mm-hmm.
Have you spent much time up there?
Actually, yes.
Oh,
surprisingly.
Wow. Okay.
Because I live kind of near Yangmingshan. I live in Shiling, but so it's really easy for me to go up on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I go to a restaurant to have maybe lunch or dinner, and then
It's
the restaurant has a really good view of the city, so it's actually quite nice. You're in the
that
mountains, but
good.
You get to see a nice view of the city as well.
Yeah, I've gone up there with my family in a car, and I've been up there with friends, but it's always been in a car. What I haven't really done is just done a lot of walking around up there, following the hiking trails, seeing what's around. That's what I haven't done, which, again, I probably, like, you haven't been to the East Coast, I should do some of that and go and walk, because I have walked around Tailuga, Taroko Gorge.
Okay.
And that was cool, so I'd expect the same kind of thing from Yangmingshan.
I think we can add that to our New Year's resolution.
Yeah, we've all got these bucket lists. We call these bucket lists things we have to do at some point. So go to the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
walk around Yangmingshan. What do you want to do? What's your plan for this spring? Have a think about it. Make a plan for it. That's all from us today. Thank you very much for watching. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've been feeling fitter ever since I started jogging.
I've been feeling fitter ever since I started jogging.
Hi, 我是 Celine。 大家养成运动习惯以后，有没有发现一件事情，就是体力真的会越来越好。像我朋友他很爱慢跑，他就跟我说 I've been feeling fitter ever since I started jogging。I've been feeling fitter ever since I started jogging. 开始慢跑后，我觉得体力越来越好。Fit, 你可能知道的是动词，意思是适合。但是这句话里的 fit 是形容词，意思是健康的、强壮的，跟 healthy 很像。维持健康，我们可以说 keep fit. 我们可以这样用哦。Emma tries to keep fit by jogging every day. Emma tries to keep fit by jogging every day.Emma 想要靠每天慢跑来维持健康。Feel fitter 就是觉得更健康，身体更好的意思。Ever since 就是自从什么时候开始，那这句话里呢，当然就是自从我开始慢跑，这样开始咯。当然你也可以换成其他的运动，例如 Ever since I started biking, 我开始骑脚踏车以后，或者是 Ever since joining the gym, 或是加入这个健身房以后。最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子。I've been feeling fitter ever since I started jogging. 很好， keep it up， 大家继续让身体更健康吧，我们下次见，拜拜。
I've been feeling fitter ever since I started jogging.
I've been feeling fitter ever since I started jogging.
Beauty in the mountains. Patricia and Brendan are at Yangmingshan.
Isn't this place great? Let's take this path over here.
Oh, we need to walk?
That's the best part. We can hike, enjoy the scenery, and pick some flowers.
They see a field of calla lilies.
Wow, Patricia, take a look at this.
It's so beautiful up here. I don't want to leave.
I didn't know there were that many flowers.
About 80% of Taiwan's calla lilies are in Yangmingshan.
We can pick them for free?
They are about 10 NT dollars a flower. The money helps the farms here.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started.
Over here. Over here. Can you come over here for a second? Can you come over here for a second? Take a look. Take a look. Take a look at Johnny's new car. Take a look at Johnny's new car. For free. For free. Gary ordered a meal and got an apple pie for free. Gary ordered a meal and got an apple pie for free. Farm. Farm. The old man grows all kinds of vegetables on his farm. The old man grows all kinds of vegetables on his farm.